One of the biggest productivity hurdles is losing your data. Your computer crashes, you haven't backed stuff up, you've been meaning to, but you just never got around to it. That's where CrashPlan comes in. CrashPlan has been around since 2001, and they're a pioneer provider of cloud-based data protection and recovery services, both to individuals and businesses. And I guess ultimately, you've got to ask yourself, how much are your ideas worth, especially when you lose them? Whether it's a business plan, your images, your spreadsheets, your audio files, any of the files you use to work or manage your home. They've got options for everyone from solo creators to growing businesses. CrashPlan works efficiently in the background while you work, encrypting and sending all your new or changed files to their secure cloud every 15 minutes. And then if something happens to your files, your hard drive crashes, your cat knocks over a cup of coffee onto your laptop, or you just accidentally delete a file, your files are just a click away. CrashPlan makes it simple to restore some or all of your data with unlimited version retention. CrashPlan is your ultimate rewind button. Don't let data disasters slow you down. CrashPlan has your back and keeps you moving. Go to crashplan.com/beyond for 50% off your first year of CrashPlan. That's crashplan.com/beyond for 50% off your first year. Back up better with CrashPlan. Hi, I'm Eric Fisher, host of Beyond the To-Do List. This is a bonus episode, a shortcast. Shortcasts are something that I've partnered with Blinkist on for a year now. A shortcast is a 10 to 15 minute version of a podcast where you get the core takeaways. And this episode is all about the power of habits and how to create them, and is created from my episode with James Clear, the author of Atomic Habits. I know you're going to love it. And if you're interested, you can listen to all the rest of the shortcasts of Beyond the To-Do List for free by going to Blinkist.com/friends and entering the code BEYOND to get 14 days of Blinkist for free. Again, that's Blinkist, Blinkist.com/friends. And don't forget to use the code BEYOND to get 14 days of Blinkist for free. All right. Enjoy this shortcast on habits. Hello, I'm your host, Eric Fisher, and welcome to the shortcast of Beyond the To-Do List. In this productivity-boosting shortcast, I talk to authors and experts who share their unique insights into how to work better, smarter, and quicker, giving you more time to live a meaningful life. In terms of a real productivity impact, this episode is a must listen. It's all about the process of adopting new habits incrementally and how that leads to fundamental change for your life. We all slip into certain patterns as part of our daily routine, knowingly or not. For example, for myself, I would tend to scroll social media accounts on my phone in the margins of my day, justifying it because I worked in social media. When it comes to these habits, the little things really do mean a lot.
Life is really the sum of your habits. Your daily routine is just the sum of those small patterns and behaviors that kind of accumulate. And then you turn around, you know, 2 or 5 or 10 years later, and you're like, oh, you know, look at these results that I do or don't have. But it's often the result of those daily choices.
Author James Clear thinks adopting better habits can lead to truly life-changing outcomes. In his New York Times bestseller, Atomic Habits, he suggests that small changes over time can compound into larger transformations. The improvements James outlines in his book are as basic as getting 1% better every day. Maybe it's doing 2 push-ups a day or putting on your gym shoes every morning. James uses the word atomic to describe this framework, and much like an atom, this small thing has a power beyond itself.
You're looking to make all these little easy 1% changes, but you're also looking to layer them on top of each other, like units in a larger system. Then you can end up with really powerful or remarkable results in the long run.
Coming up in our conversation, we'll hear more from James about how we all need to master the art of showing up, the power of the 2-minute rule, and why habits form the cornerstone of our identities. He started off by telling us why the act of building habits is so integral to our daily life.
As you go through life, you face a variety of problems. And some of those problems are large, but some of them are small. Like, you know, you put your shoe on and your shoe is untied. And in a sense, that's a problem that your brain needs to solve. And you're doing this all day long. You're coming across different situations that require a solution. Now, the first time that you tie your shoe, it requires a lot of thought and energy. You don't know exactly how to do it. You need to think carefully about the loops and where, how to tie it and so on. Is it secure? But after you tie your shoe 500 or 1,000 or 10,000 times, you turn around and you can do it without even thinking, right? Like you can think about your to-do list for the morning while you're tying your shoes, or hold a conversation with your spouse, or, you know, whatever. And that is really the purpose of building habits, is that it enables the brain to automate a solution to a recurring problem, one that you face repeatedly and in a similar context. And whenever that context arises, whenever that problem comes up, it's like your brain has this mental shortcut where it can just like pull it out and use it and solve that problem. And you can keep your conscious attention focused on something else. And that's really the role that habits play, is they allow us to do more in the same amount of time. They allow us to free up our attention and cognitive energy to focus on other problems in life, because we've automated the solution to the ones that happen again and again.
One of the best ways to kickstart transformation is the 2-minute rule, a simple goal with the aim to make habits as easy as possible, not just to start, but to sustain. Anyone can meditate for 1 minute, read one page, or put one item of clothing away. James explains why 2 minutes is all you need.
I really like the 2-minute rule as a good place to start for building better habits. And the idea is pretty simple. You just take whatever habit you're trying to build, read 30 books a year, and you scale it down to just the first 2 minutes. So read 30 books a year becomes read one page, or do yoga 4 days a week becomes take out my yoga mat. And people have heard things kind of like this before. You know, they've heard like take baby steps, or take small steps, or start small. But even when you know that you should start small, it's still really easy to start too big. And so someone might say like, all right, I know I want to get in the habit of running, but I should start small. So I'm only going to run for 15 minutes. But even that's like way bigger than what I'm talking about. I'm talking about an action that can be scaled down and completed in just the first 2 minutes. So like, put on your running shoes and step out the front door. And if you do anything else, if you go for a run at all, it's just a bonus. Now, sometimes people resist that because it sounds like this mental trick. It's like, well, I know the real thing isn't for me to just put my running shoes on. I know the real habit is for me to go for a run. Like, that's putting my running shoes on isn't going to get me in shape. But what people often fail to realize is that a habit must be established before it can be improved. If you don't master the art of showing up, then there's nothing to optimize. There's nothing to improve from there. So one of my favorite examples of this, I had a reader who, he ended up losing over 100 pounds. And one of the first things that he did was he went to the gym, but he wasn't allowed to stay for longer than 5 minutes. So he would drive to the gym, get out of the car, do like half an exercise, get back in the car, drive home. And it sounds silly to most people. It's the complete opposite of what you're going to be doing if you're trying to get in shape. But what you realize is he was mastering the art of showing up. He was becoming the type of person who went to the gym every day. And once he did that for like 5 or 6 weeks, he turned around and he was like, man, I'm coming here all the time. Kind of feel like staying a little bit longer. And you only have that option if you make it as easy as possible on yourself in the beginning. With any habit, there are all these logistical details, you know, like, okay, you want to go to the gym each day. Well, what gym will you go to? What route will you take? Are you going to go before work or after work? Will you go by yourself, or will you join a friend there? Are you, do you have to bring your own water bottle, or is there a water fountain at the gym? And all that stuff sounds like little details, but in the beginning, if you're like trying hard and trying to build a habit and it's difficult, and you pick a habit that's like really big and complicated, little things like, oh, this gym doesn't have a water fountain and I always forget to bring my water bottle, that's enough to get people to quit early on. And so if you make it really easy, 2 minutes or less, master the art of showing up, get the habit established, then you can be there each day and actually have the chance to improve and upgrade from there.
And if you're wondering about the significance of these small habits, James says that adopting them can, in time, help you reshape your own self-identity. To change your behavior for good, James says we need to start believing new things about ourselves and to build identity-based habits.
Where do we start with habits? How do we know where to focus our attention? And that is the phrase identity-based habits. And so Usually when people go about the process of trying to change something or achieve something new, they start with what I would call like an outcome-based habit. And this is a very like goal-oriented approach. You know, like I want to lose 30 pounds in the next 6 months, or I want to double my income, or I want to meditate for 15 minutes a day or something like that. It's very outcome-driven. And there's nothing wrong with getting results and outcomes, but a lot of the time what happens is people, they think about the outcome they want, then they come up with a plan for how to achieve that, but they never think about like the beliefs that are underlying all of their behavior that led to their past behavior. They never think about their identity or self-image. And I think that that's actually a core driver of a lot of our behavior. And if you don't shift that in a productive way, it ends up becoming really hard to stick to a program in the long run or just to build those habits over the time. The good news is you can actually change and upgrade and expand your identity. And I think your habits are one of the best methods that we have for doing that. Your habits are, in a sense, kind of how like you embody a particular identity. Every morning that you make your bed, you embody the identity of someone who is clean and organized. Or each time that you sit down and write for 10 minutes, you embody the identity of someone who is a writer. Or whenever you go to the gym, you embody the identity of a fit person. And it's kind of like every action you take is a vote for the kind of person that you believe that you are. And it's not that habits are the only thing that influence your identity. Like all experiences in life matter. But because habits are repeated day in and day out, they start to cast the majority of the votes. They like accumulate the bulk of the evidence. You know, we often talk about habits as a method for getting external results, like habits can help you be more productive or lose weight or make more money. And like all those things are true. And that's great. But the thing that habits really do, deeply do, is they reshape your sense of identity, your sense of self. They accumulate these votes that say, hey, this is the kind of person I am now. And I think that that's the real reason that habits are so crucial. And one of the reasons why I wrote the book and felt like it was important to share the message.
James' book is probably one of the 5 go-to productivity book suggestions I make to people. And after this conversation, it's probably pretty clear why. One core idea that I often revisit from James' book is that good habit formation is integral to our sense of self. The act of forming strong habits allows us to both challenge ourselves and our underlying assumptions about who we truly are. And the great thing about Atomic Habits is this process can start with very simple steps. I'm Eric Fisher, and thanks for listening to this shortcast of Beyond the To-Do List.